right, episode 16, Rob, we're back yet again.
We're back.
Of course, if you're binging this, we never really went anywhere.
Yeah.
Yet every episode, I think I start with, we're back, right? Because for us, it's a daily event.
But so the first one you didn't start with, we're back.
No, probably not. I don't even know what I said on the first one. I think I just blacked out and just started talking.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. All right, so episode 16. As everybody knows, we do advertising design and digital work, branding, all sorts of good stuff. So I thought it might be fun to talk about the ultimate branding, and that being, what would the ultimate brand? That being tattoos, right? The concept of tattoos as a brand expression. What does that say about you? What does that mean? You know, the evolution of tattoos. I mean, we're in a creative industry. We wear a lot of t-shirt and jeans to work, right? We do have the luxury of being in sort of a casual dressed industry, right? You don't. We've joked earlier about in earlier episodes about how the clothes you wear, the appearance, you know, is part of your job, right? Don't take legal advice from a guy in a jean jacket, that type of thing, right? Well, hey, you don't want your creative guy wearing, you know, a 3-piece suit to the brainstorming session, right? So we do have the luxury of being able to be a little bit wacky, a little zany in sort of our day-to-day appearance, if that makes sense, right? T-shirt and jeans and whatnot. And so, and tattoos, I mean, they're mainstream. They're all over the place, for crying out loud, right? Everybody seems to have tattoos nowadays. And we've now transitioned to face tattoos almost being more and more common. I don't want to say common, right? But more socially
definitely more commonplace now.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Post Malone as probably right now the most current example of an artist or creative individual with face tattoos. But there was the one that broke the logjam. Can you read my mind of what we're talking about or what I'm thinking right now for face tattoos?
No.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah, Tyson. And
remember that?
He got the tribal.
Yeah, he got the tribal. I think it's on the left side of his face.
Yeah.
And it kind of wraps around his eye a little bit, right? And that kind of is its own logo to a certain extent too, right? I mean, there is a design associated with that. There's a brand. And I think he's used that mark on some branding and some things.
He would be foolish not to at this point.
Yeah, exactly. But isn't that strange? I don't even know how long ago that was. 15 years ago, maybe by now?
That was a while ago. But I don't remember the circumstances under which he got that.
No, but I think
having a meltdown or if that was a very just...
Well, I think that's what everybody thinks was happening was he must have had a freak out because he tattooed his face, right? Cut to so many years later, you know, he had a little bit of a comeback in the Hangover, right?
Yeah.
And has done some things here and there, right? And it's a little bit more interesting in regards to, wow, it doesn't seem as crazy now as it did back then, I guess.
Certainly tattoos, if you look at the history of tattoos, it was a very traditional, I don't want to say tribal, but a very traditional expression of culture, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think of Polynesian culture and other cultures,
that for sure.
Asian culture and all kinds of different cultures had their own expression. And it was, I mean, tattoos aren't, if you think about them in the traditional sense, they're not really supposed to be displayed oftentimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you think about, I don't remember which culture specifically it comes from, but like David Lee Roth has his entire chest tattooed, but you would never know it because whatever culture that he decided to work with or appreciate is that
it's more of a personal
thing. Show it to people.
Yeah. Interesting.
Which I think is interesting. And and the complete opposite of where we are now. And certainly over the years it's become increasingly common and increasingly socially acceptable.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I think,
Well, I've got tattoos. You've got tattoos. I always joke with my kids, and you're probably going to listen to this at some point, kids, that, when you are in your mid 40s and own your own company, then you can decide what to get for your tattoo.
Right.
I don't know what you say to your kids if you have any weird.
I just say no. Even though I sat in the chair yesterday for 6 hours and got tattooed.
Yeah, seriously. And that is what spurred the idea for today was tattoo of Brandy.
Yeah, I finished one up yesterday on my leg. But I tell my kids no.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
I'm okay with that.
You just gotta wait.
Yeah.
And I think it, funny enough, my oldest daughter is a senior and one of her friend's fathers just took her to get a tattoo.
Really?
Yeah. Which was like, whoa, it's kind of, it's a little surprising to me.
Yeah, that is surprising. I think because, again, if we think about it as a brand and fashion and style and whatnot, I mean, those thoughts change over time. What you might want to get tattooed when you're 18
might
not necessarily have the same meaning, you know, 20 years later. Right.
Right.
that type of thing. So versus like, you know, if we think about marks for companies and advertising and design and whatnot, right? A lot of those things can, you know, stay IBM, right? I mean, it still has right. basically the same logo for, you know, there's a lot of things that remain exactly, you know, that is the brand, that is that mark for that organization, right? And maybe it tinkers a little bit here and there or whatever, but for the most part, tattoos, you know, unless you go full cover up, you're not exactly changing it, right?
Yeah, and it used to be just thinking about the environment. I mean, I remember, of course, I, you know, ran off to college and immediately graduated and went, got a tattoo. It seemed like a cool thing to do, much to my parents' dismay. But I remember going to the tattoo parlor and it was not a...
It was skeezy?
It was not a clean, nice, sterile, you know... Yeah, established.
It's not what it is now.
No,
if, I mean now. I mean, there's tattoo TV shows on all the different networks. I mean, it's on Netflix, on all the different. You know, like it's definitely more, dare I say, mainstream. In thinking about talking about this for today too, you know, to sort of tie it into a design motif, I went and saw the movie. The rest of the world went and saw Avatar: Way of the Water. And you mentioned. Sort of the Polynesian tattoo approach. I mean, that is part of the design of the movie. And again, I'm not giving any spoiler alerts here, but obviously we have the Na'vi. They go off into the oceans and there's a different tribe of cat people and whatnot, right? Well, part of the design, part of the look and feel of the James Cameron movie is the, I mean, there's those creatures have tattoos like covering their face, covering their chest, covering their arms. I mean, it is part of the design of the characters themselves, right? Which is kind of interesting to think about too. You know, I wonder if it would have been that way, you know, 30 years ago. I mean, I don't think of any old Star Wars characters, for example, that are covered in tattoos, but someone will probably email us and say, this person, you know.
Yeah, blah, the blah, guy blah. In the bar on that Tatooine had the thing.
Yeah, or, you know, yeah, exactly. But, you know, it is kind of, you know, yet we don't even really think about that, or that's not even a topic point. It's like, oh, of course those guys are covered in Polynesian tattoos. They're, right. you know, the Fijian version of the Na'vi on, you know, whatever planet that is, that type of thing, right? So it's interesting how branding and how that sort of approach has evolved, I think.
Why did you get tattooed?
That's a, wow, you put me on the hot seat.
How about that?
Yeah. Same thing. I mean, same as you. Went off to college, you know, 3,000 miles away from home, and... wanted a personal form of expression, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a designer at heart, so designed something I thought was appropriate for me at that time. So, and then over the years, I've just sort of built onto that and grown it from there.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. So, I mean, I don't have a great, like, it's, you know.
Yeah, well, I think fundamentally that's what they are. And that's what they always are, is a reflection of you, wherever you happen to be in life, at that stage in life, and whatever you happen to do.
Yeah. Well, I heard years ago the term collecting tattoos. And once you start getting tattooed, I understand where that expression comes from, right? Because each one kind of does tell a story about where you are in your life, right? And a lot of people get tattooed when something sad happens, when a loved one passes, a memorial. You know, there's all sorts of different chapters of our lives, right? And acknowledging that. And it's interesting that it is a mark, but yet... companies don't necessarily mark things like that, like how we do to our bodies, if that makes any sense.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird topic to think about, but something that I thought was kind of interesting.
People always ask if it's painful. People don't have a tattoo. And I would say the best way I've heard it described is it's like you have a horrible, horrible sunburn.
Yeah.
And someone just keeps pinching you.
Yeah.
Just like over and over and over.
Yeah. 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 It's, I use the, it feels like being rubbed with sandpaper kind of approach.
Yeah.
You know, but you do kind of get the weird endorphin numbness to it. I mean, and this is all contingent on what part of your body you get tattooed on.
Right.
So,
but right.
Yeah. I guess there's also that crazy thought. There was a run there for a while too, where companies were paying individuals to tattoo brands on them.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that petered out.
Yeah. Well, I think we had, we're talking about Tyson, you know, there was that run where I think they were stenciling, like spray painting logos on boxers' backs and different things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I want to say the boom of the .com era, right? Call it late 90s. All of a sudden, everybody wanted their .com URL out there. And then it was, oh, we're tattooing people. And there was the music festival here as well, where if you tattooed the logo of the festival, you would always get free admittance, right?
Which one was that?
Oh, God.
Shaky Knees?
Shaky Knees, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, was that?
You need the lightning bolt, right? Or something like that, or whatever that was.
I don't know. I still think this web van tattoo on my neck looks pretty looks pretty good. No?
Yeah, still getting free grocery delivery, right?
Right.
Oh, web van. That was fun. That was a fun time.
Now, no, I do remember when they did that, and it was more like a stunt.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to go find a couple of those case studies of people who actually did that.
Yeah, tattooed the brand somewhere or of some sort. Right. So, yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe that's it for tattoos. I don't know that there's much more to discuss. You know, it's an interesting thought in terms of applying it from a design perspective, you know, like the person, your personal logo or your personal story.
I think. Right.
So, all right.
All right. Well, I think that's it for our tattoo discussion today. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. As always, you can find us on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com and on the socials at mocktheagency. And certainly drop us a line. Give us some feedback. You can find us also on where else? Spotify and Apple and all those good places. Yeah,
wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your daily podcast.
Yeah, drop us a 5-star.
Drop us a 5-star. All right. Talk soon.